Hey guys, welcome back to FNF Podcast. This is your host, Fading Finals, with your co-host, Faruqi. What's up, Faruqi?
Hey, yo, Fading, what's good? What's good?
Dude, I am doing great. You know, today we got a very, very special guest. I'm a huge fan. Now, how do I explain? Usually we give this small detail about the guest, you know, to introduce himself, who he is. But the only thing I could say is to all the Malayalis out there, he is the most relatable content creator ever. So, without any further ado, please welcome Tomzi. Hey, I'm just going to call you Tomzi, is it okay?
Hello. Yeah, go ahead. Hello, awesome. Hello. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm so glad we did this. And I'm really looking forward to this.
Awesome. Thank you so much. First of all, welcome to FM Podcast. did I just say back to? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. All good.
So this is how it's going to start. We have four segments. Mm-hmm. First one, mm-hmm. basic questions. Number mm-hmm. two would be your interests, your topics that you're interested in. Number three okay. is fan questions. And number four will be quick fire. So let's begin.
Let's go.
With the questions, first I'll be asking the questions. First question would be, where did all this TikTok thing start from?
I'm sure everyone who you've done this podcast with will say the same answer. Will be quarantine and boredom.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm
everyone,
so sure. Yeah. It literally started out of boredom. Like, I was so bored. And I just literally, like, took my phone and started filming some videos. And none of them did well for quite a bit. Until I started doing these, until I started making fun of my mom. That role people love. So I was like, okay, let's continue making fun of my mom and get money. And like, so that worked. That's how it started. All out of boredom.
Boredom and quarantine, yeah. It's basically everyone's answer.
Pretty much.
You have this group in Dubai where, like, it's you, there's Zeeshan, Rolling with Ricky, there's Shazia Ashraf, Ahmed Shazab. Yeah, yeah. All of these, from everyone we interviewed, it's the same answer. Boredom yes, and quarantine.
100%, we all started there.
Yeah, like, just because Fordin just mentioned the group, like, this TikTok group in Dubai, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of them said you all met after, like, you guys started TikTok, not before. Did you meet anyone before TikTok from this group or everyone after TikTok?
Like rolling with Ricky, if you know him, Ricky yes. and I, we actually worked together in one of our theater productions.
Okay.
So we actually acted together and performed together, but we were already like on TikTok because we already knew each other through TikTok, but then we spoke and became friends because of the theater production. And then later on only we realized, oh wait, we are on TikTok and stuff like that. And the rest of all of them were all through TikTok.
Okay. So TikTok is where you made this connection with.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Now, to all the new listeners who are not aware of you, is it okay if you can just explain what type of content you make?
100%. For those who do not know me, are you sleeping under a rock? Come on. Come on.
Exactly. What is that, guys?
I'm just messing. Well, I just do everyday life, relatable content. Sometimes a little fashion, sometimes a little sexy, sometimes a little humor. But most of the time, it's a lot of comedic skits, you know, it involves me, my mom, my friends, which people tend to like. That's what I do.
So basically, you make fun of your mom.
Bingo!
Yes. And the people like it. Awesome.
You know, the funny thing is,
yeah,
your question, ask that. That's lit. I was going to get to that.
Know about it?
Bingo. So I was going to get to that. In the beginning, when I started making fun of my mom, she was like, is that okay if I speak in Malayalam for a while?
Yeah, sure.
So I'll translate.
But like, okay.
Then I won. Okay, so my mom was like, oh my God, why are you making fun of me every time? That's not good. You're going to go to hell and all. I'm like, Amma, it's just a joke. Once the video started doing well, she gets to take all the credit. She's like, oh, it's all me. It's my idea. Everyone wants to see me only.
I can relate to it so
That's how
much.
It is. Yeah. So since it's doing well, my mom is good with it.
Okay. Just because of your stats, your mom's okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
My sins are earning money, so that's good. It's fine.
Yep.
All right. We can ask for it.
Oh, okay, my bad. You said it was all because of fun. Every, like, TikTok was all because of fun. No intention of becoming famous or anything, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like, you said when you started, it wasn't too successful until you made with your, like, a video making fun of your mom.
Yeah.
Like, until that journey, until you made a video about your mom, like, did you ever think of giving up, like, just because it's not doing well, like, or anything? Or you just did it for fun, basically? You just continued on, like,
who cares? Actually, right before I did a video of my mom, there was another video that also blew up. It was like a Stitch kind of video that actually did well. That is what gave me more inspiration to, like, do. Because as everyone would agree, when you see one video do well, you'll have more motivation to do the rest. That is how it bounced, to be honest. And I wasn't, like, disheartened if I didn't do well, because I wasn't really focused on the numbers. At the end of the day, I'm just doing it for fun. And I love making people laugh, and that is, even if there are like 10 people watching me and they still like my content, I'll be happy.
Awesome. So it's just, yeah, you're just doing this because you want to entertain and not about the stats and numbers.
100%. And come on, I'm also like, you know, I'm also human. I also love the stats. And love
of
the
course, life. Obviously.
Of course. You know, that makes me happy. So yes, please, karma, God, whoever's up there, let's not. I was kidding. I like the stats.
I was joking. I don't take it serious.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right, so you're a content creator. And mm-hmm. basically with every content creator, there's some type of topic that they're trying to experiment with. Is there any type of content that you're trying to experiment with?
Oh my God, I would love to experiment with the transitions. You know the ones that Shazia does? It looks so good.
Oh yeah, but like from your head and a kick.
Yeah, those stupid sick things. They look so sick. I really want to like experiment with those.
Yeah, those look sick. You know, that could actually, you know, turn up the quality and stuff.
Exactly. Might as well put my looks into it as well, you know.
Ooh. Ooh. Awesome.
Okay. Right. Talking about Shazia and talking about you as well, we asked you a couple of topics you like, and you said anime. Mm-hmm. And Shazia is a big, big fan of anime.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
You didn't? Wow.
Oh, of you course know what's I
did.
Funny?
Oh, you did? Okay, my bad.
All she talks about is anime.
Non-stop, you know, on our podcast.
Yeah, I said. Yeah. You know what's funny, though? Me and Faruqi have no idea about anything about anime. We have no idea about anything about anime.
You guys are still young. You have time. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. You know what? She was mad at us. She was like, what? You have to watch Demon Slayer. You have to watch this. I was like, okay.
Attack the Titans. Okay.
Exactly. You guys are missing out.
Yeah, we are. But the only thing is, I'm just scared because I feel it's too late for us to start. Because, you know, school's around the corner.
No, it's never too late.
Yeah. It's never too late. You know what? You know what? It's me. It's my time to watch Demon Slayer.
100%. You will love it. And let us know how it goes.
Sure. All right. So, anime. You like anime? What's your suggestions? What's your take on anime? Like, what's your thing, Bon?
So, I started anime when I was in 7th grade or something. Like...
Okay,
it was so many years back, and it was always I started anime before it was cool, you know. Anime and K-pop is like, oh my God, yay, thought cool and all. But I started this shit before it was so cool, you know.
I was the OG guy.
Yeah, I was the OG bitch watching anime at home. I was quite lonely, but whatever. It's home for me, you know, like it's something that I've always watched as a child. And now as I progress on my ages, the content also has progressed with it. It's more now I'm watching a lot of gore and a lot of like really like adult wink wink stuff.
Wink. All right. Okay. All right. So you are an OG person.
OG, it's really amazing. Really, like, I'm not a fan of like reading and shit. So like watching movies, watching anime is my way of escaping into another world, you know.
Oh, okay.
And so the stories are beautiful. Like the stories are so beautiful. You wish to be part of them.
You know what? I've seen some clips on Instagram. You know those search clips about anime.
Yeah.
And the edits and the so usually okay. I'm an idiot. So I just what is it called? I just thought anime is like a cartoon. But like this is a different step from cartoons. This is
right?
Like, yeah, the quality. And plus, I did a podcast with someone else regarding anime again, and I was just looking through the industry of anime. The anime industry is such a huge and super lucrative industry. It's 100%. Huge. It's like 24 billion, like market,
exactly.
Yeah, dollar market.
Exactly.
So yeah, I mean the quality of production is oh my god.
It's no joke. And I'm sure you've come across all these aesthetic videos of anime.
Yeah, on TikTok.
It's really good.
Filled with anime edits, I swear.
Yeah.
Any suggestions though, or is it the same as Shazia, Attack on Titans, Demon Slayer?
Oh my god, I still haven't watched Attack on Titans, and Shazia is like eating my ass out of it, but I should, because I heard that is the best anime that you can watch is Attack on Titans. Mm-hmm. And if you have a poor stomach, then it's not for you, because it's very, very gore.
Okay.
That is the reason why I've always like pushed it aside, but I should get into that. Demon Slayer is amazing. And my very first anime that I've ever watched is called Inuyasha.
Okay.
And what that's is like Inuyasha. Mm. Okay. And that's like home to me, you know? Like it's such a good anime. Like, I don't think now you all will like it because it's pretty old, but it was really good. Okay. But yeah.
When anime fans, like, I feel like one of the top things, like, you know, you see Spanish passionate about things they like there are anime fans, football fans, always like they're 100%. So passionate about what they like though, like
oh my
anime
god fans are crazy. you haven't met the BTS fans, they are even worse.
BTS fans,
oh exactly. My god, no BTS Army. Fans is next level.
It's no joke.
Oh my god, everything they do is BTS related, like the wallpaper, the icons on the 100%. Phone.
I kid you not, like around 30% of my followers are all BTS fans. Because literally all of my, like in my comments, you'll see BTS forever, BTS that, BTS this, BTS that.
Wait, are you a BTS fan?
No.
All the 30% of the followers.
Don't cancel me. I know, right? 30% is gone.
Breaking news, Stormzy has been cancelled. Oh my god.
I'm not a fan of boy groups, to be honest.
Ooh. So you're a fan of girl groups?
I like the girl groups.
What was it called as a group? Which just Blackpink. Is like, yeah. Blackpink. Oh yeah, Blackpink. Yeah.
Oh my god, I love Blackpink.
Okay. Blackpink. Sick, yeah. I don't like. You know what? The way these companies, the bigger companies, they tie up with K-pop.
Like
actually next level. Like for example, let's take Samsung. They make limited edition phones just for these fans. BTS, Blackpink.
100%. Because Samsung is a Korean brand, so that's why.
That is 100%. Yeah. That is true. Yeah, they're a Korean brand. Wait, K-pop is Korean, or I'm confused. I look bad right now.
Is it 100%. The K stands for Korean, but okay.
Korean pop.
Oh my god. I look so bad now.
Oh, it's okay.
All right. So anime, K-pop, and next is music. Music and K-pop, almost same. But like, what other music are you into other than K-pop?
Ever since a small child, I was always into like music, performing, you know. I was always on stage. That's like my home, you know.
Okay.
I've been saying home quite a bit. I have so many homes, I can't. music has always been part of my life. I listen to a lot of pop. I listen to a lot of 90s music.
Okay.
I listen to a lot of hip, mainly a lot of pop music.
Okay. So basically pop. What's your favorite pop artist from, I don't know, the Hollywood industry?
Well, for me, I don't really have... If you ask me what's my favorite singer, I don't have one. If you ask me what are my favorite movies, I don't have one. I'm that kind of guy. hashtag commitment issues. But... but for me, I love Beyonce. I love James Arthur. I love Whitney Houston. I love it's a lot of soul, a lot of like, you know. I love Jessie J. I love Lady Gaga. It's a lot of like, you know, pop anthems, pop legends.
All right, so you're not into mega mainstream music like Ariana Grande and stuff like those, but like you're into more picky type of thing.
Yeah,
specific. Okay.
At the end of the day, music is music, you know. Like, if it can make me feel some type of way, it's doing its job.
All right. Okay. Awesome. All right. So we finished what? Anime, K-pop, music, and you sing. Do you sing?
Yeah. I do.
What type of music do you sing? Is it like everything, or is it? Like
yeah, it's almost everything. I've always been on the stage, like I mentioned, like, so singing has always been part of my life as well. And I have to get back to it because I haven't really done it often as I did.
You know,
I should get back to it.
You should. You know what? I think pretty much everyone is like the best singer in washroom when they take a shower.
That's where we all start, you know.
That's all we start. Yeah, the washroom. Take a shower.
100%.
Yeah. All right. You know what? Let's move on to the fan questions.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay, let's go. All right. So here's the first question. How was your first few months when you started content on TikTok?
Oh, it was pretty good. First few months was really good. I was really getting my numbers really high. That made me feel really good. And then, you know, the funny thing is, before I even started TikTok, I used to watch people like Shazia, Ricky, and they all used to come up on my page. And I was like, you know, I'm going to be their friends. After a few months, I started talking to them. They started talking to me. We started hanging out. And now we're all good friends. So, you know, that progress is what I'm just really, really proud of, is me telling myself that I would make it and I would be friends with these bitches. Wait, can I cuss in this?
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. Okay. Anyways, at this point, it's okay.
Okay. So, that's the message I told to myself, that I would make it and that I would be friends with these hoes. And I did it. You know, that's the huge, biggest progress that I'm really proud of. Oh. So it was good. The first few months was amazing because there was a lot of progress, a lot of growth.
Nice.
This is a cool question by a fan. It's about a fan, basically. Have you ever met a fan that have been annoying? I mean,
oh my god, have I not?
Okay. You're definitely getting canceled.
I know, right? I've met quite a few people like who recognize me in public. They all have been great, but people who text me is the one is like really, really bad. Because like people who always come meet me, it's amazing. Like, I always have really good times with the followers who come meet me in malls and like places and restaurants and stuff. I'm always really, really happy to like take a picture or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But people who text me, they it's so easy to sit behind a screen and say all this weird, crazy shit, you know. I've had people who constantly message me and then get angry that I don't reply back. And then they're like, you know, fuck you. I'm not going to follow you anymore. I'm like, girl, it ain't that deep.
Chill. Take a chill.
And I've had so many like weird, creepy uncles, you know, obviously. I think every... Dude, you have no idea. Yeah.
They're there for your mom.
Maybe, oh, I don't know, because it's so weird. Like, I've had so many weird uncles like just text me, like, hi, dear.
Hi, dear, on you?
Yeah, everyone, it's like so cringe. Like, I hate everyone who uses dear. Like, it's just scarred for me now. Like, everyone who uses hi, dear, is always an uncle. Like, hi, dear,
hi, dear is basically on every Indian occasion with all Indian aunties.
Bingo. Hi, dear,
yeah, it's that.
100%. Oh, and I've had one guy who told me, "Ooh, your profile picture is so nice. Can you please send it to me so I can see it again and full clear picture?" I'm like, bro.
Okay, bro.
Okay.
Chill.
Okay, chill.
Let's take it back a few steps.
Oh. Wait, is a guy asked you?
Dude, you have no idea. There's so many girls, guys. It's so creepy. And there was one girl who... Oh my god, I get a lot of backhanded compliments, you know. There was one girl who texted me saying that, oh my god, your reels are so funny. You know, you make my day. I love all your reels. Well, some of them.
Some of them.
Yeah, and then she goes like, oh my god, your videos are so funny. Well, some of them. Oh my god. What the fuck?
What do you want?
But yeah.
Oh my god, people! Okay.
Dude, I could go on and on for all these people. It trust me. It's comes with the job, you know.
Yeah,
it's with the resume.
Yeah, staying with the fan topic, there was I don't know if you probably you remember, there was a guy who probably messaged you saying something, and then he it was for a YouTube video.
He interviewed
interview
on
Kevin. Kevin.
Yeah.
He's actually in my school. He's my friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so shout out to Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Shout out to Kevin.
Yeah, but like, I'm sorry, Kevin. We got him on the Astro podcast. But, yeah. Wait. What was the Kevin that asked you? Like, we were, like, what, like, he was...
It was the most stupidest shit. No, stupidest shit. No offense, Kevin, but that guy came to me asking, like, hey, bro, can I have an interview with you? It's for a school project. Yeah, I'm like, cool. Which Indian high school project will ask you to go fucking interview a bunch of teenagers? Like, it made no sense. So I asked him, which school is he in? Which grade is he in? I'm like, okay, he's very young. So maybe, I don't know, times have changed, I guess. where teachers are like, let's interview some you know, influencers and whatnot. I was like, okay, might as well. So I already had my doubts, okay, because I knew this was all fucking shit.
Creepy guy.
Yeah, anyway, I went on the interview and he asked me all these basic questions. And towards the end, he's like, oh, did you know I was joking? And I'm like, yes, I knew. I knew you were joking.
I knew it. high school.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't playing a good game either. Like, it was so obvious it was fake, but whatever. You know, everyone got a grind.
Oh my god, Kevin. You got exposed.
I'm throwing so much shade. Kevin, I still love you, bro.
Oh my god, you're gonna lose one follower.
I know, right?
That's okay. It's all jokes, Kevin. It's jokes.
Yeah, it's all right, jokes.
Now, all right, we're gonna...
Some of them.
Some of them.
You know, I got a question for you. I ask this to every person. What's your aim with your goal? What's a goal? What are you trying to achieve with the content you're making?
I feel like every person has different sets of goals to achieve in different sets of timing. So right now, my first goal was to reach 10,000 followers. And now, my next goal is to reach 50K, then 100K, then hopefully a million, you know, and then a blue check. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's how my goals always... I have to put realistic goals that I can achieve in the next few months.
Not like, and I want to meet Shah Rukh Khan. Take a selfie with
me. You know? Yeah. And then set up the newer goal, which is realistic at that time.
Okay.
So that's the idea. I really want to start a YouTube channel, which many people have been requesting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm really focusing
on Instagram and TikTok at the moment.
Okay.
So yeah.
But in the future, we can hope to see
YouTube. We can hope to see a lot of brand deals, all exciting projects.
Yo, what's up? It's Tomzy here, new vlog. Okay.
I know, right?
Taking over the new interview. Okay. Cool. Alright. You know what? Everyone's thinking the same thing. Everyone we interviewed so far, everyone's thinking of joining YouTube. I think, you know, you could be the first one, you know, rolling the platform.
The sad truth is, like, YouTube is a dying platform.
Yeah, that is true. Because
people are really into, like, the 15-second, like, 30-second videos.
Yeah, short-span content.
And
they don't
really have time to, like, watch, like, 15-minute videos unless you're, like, a big shot guy. That's why I'm really focusing on Instagram and TikTok so I can grow a little and then go on to YouTube.
Okay.
But, yeah. But hopefully, soon.
Soon. Okay.
Yeah.
This is like completely off topic, but this is something I'm just gonna ask because you said you're very good on stage and like you can do this. This is for the people, like you know, a lot of people have low self confidence to go on stages and talk.
Right. So, me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but this is actually like a lot of people struggle with speaking, are very shy, or like what people will say, like if they act stupid, like not stupid. I wouldn't say stupid. If they make a mistake or anything, they always doubt themselves. Do you have any tips as you say you're really good on stage and all these things?
Well, the biggest advice that I can give is that mistakes happen, you know, and that's okay. Like, if people are too afraid to fuck up, but for me, it's like, so what if I fuck up? It's okay. Like, that's the biggest lesson that everyone who goes on stage will learn, is that it's okay to make mistakes, you know, as long as, because everyone starts with that, right? Even when I started my music and all on stage, I fucked up like crazily. I fucked up. And that's what got me into building more confidence. You know, once you fuck up, you have two options. You either build it up and say, like, you know what, I'm gonna try it again and do better, or you can like, oh fuck, I fucked up, I'm not gonna do it ever again. You know what I mean? So that's the only thing, biggest lesson that I can give people, is that it's okay to fuck up. And have fun, you know. It's for you want to go on stage, you want to like entertain people. It's for you to have fun. If you don't have fun, the audience will not have fun.
That is true. Yeah.
And that's like in any circumstance of your life. You know, if whether your job, whether this podcast, whether this your Instagram reels or TikTok. If you don't have fun, the other person will not have fun. The audience will not have fun.
That is true. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. 100% true. You know what about stage fear and stuff? Okay, the only place I sing is the showers. No one in my family has seen me. Okay, this is about me a bit. Okay,
so thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. I'm gonna steal the spotlight for one sec.
You'll be talking to my lawyer soon, but okay.
Okay, you know what? Let's
talk. No.
I'm joking. All right, so I am a person who's super scared of everything. Never sang in my life. I have not done anything that's, you know, on stage before. Mm-hmm. And last year on 9th grade, we had this school play called Aladdin. You know Aladdin, Aladdin. So it's a big production. I always wanted to go for a production because, you know, all those people who go for theater productions just look cool in school. So, like, you know, I want to go. But I applied as, you know, the Sultan, the Jasmine's dad, the princess's dad. I want to be his bodyguard. I auditioned. Oh. But they chose me as the main character, Aladdin. So I had no other option except to sing, dance, and act at the same time. And pretty much 90% of the time, I was not having fun because I was scared. But then once I figured out that, you know, let's not care about anything, let's just do it for fun.
Yeah.
It was cool. You know, like, people have stage fear because they think people, you know, they see all the mistakes that they do. But then most of the time, there are so many people on the stage that no one's going to focus just on you.
100%, yeah.
So, like,
and there have been times, because I've competed a lot of competitions as well. And of course, you'll get nervous. You'll be like thinking a lot of shit in your head. Like, oh my God, will I do well? Will I fuck up and all? But trust me, the biggest thing is that if you fuck up, you just have fun, you know? If you don't have fun, it will not translate to the audience either. Because for me, and I've judged as well. I've judged a few competitions as well. And for me, if I see a person fucking up, and if that person enjoys the fuck up, that's like an added bonus, you know?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Like, what was it? One of the mistakes I was doing, the director of the show was like, you know what? Do that once more, you know, for the main show. Improvising. I think the best way for any person who's doing a show right now, or like, I don't think right now because of quarantine, but like, if you're planning to do, if you make a mistake, just, you know, just improvise it. Just act as if it's a joke. You purposely did it.
And one of the very good things about like being on stage is that the best moments comes from mistakes.
Oh, that is true. Yeah,
it's really true, and people do not realize that because when in the future, hopefully, when you are, you know, into theater productions and whatever stage performance that you have, you will realize that when you make a mistake and you enjoy that mistake, people will not realize it's a mistake. People will think that, oh wow, that was an added something new, and it is beautiful. So one of the best moments you can have on stage or anything in life is through mistakes. You'll find the beauty in mistakes.
That is true. Yeah, beauty in mistakes. Yeah. Wise words.
Yeah. I know.
All right.
Okay. About 14's Aladdin show. Like, okay. By the way, I wasn't part of the productions. I was just there. I was waiting for it to the day it came. Okay, the day he was supposed to perform in front of the whole school. And because we all are his friends, so we got like candies to watch during like the show and everything.
It was like a full 1 hour, 45 minutes show, like a movie type of show. We're like, all
We got everything packed in our bags and everything. And then the day
we were about to perform, we were actually like changing. We were changing costumes, and the principal comes in.
The ministry says you guys can't do it because of COVID.
Oh my god!
So annoying. It took 4 or 5 months, close to half a year for this. We had like 6 songs. We had like a full-on 1 hour 40 performance, and then the last.
That's so sad.
But luckily, you know what's the fun part? Luckily, I showed it to my brother and his class. So like, it was a 3 performance a day. So the first performance was for the primary group for like, you know, FS1, FS2, grade 1, till grade 5. Right. So luckily my brother was there in that group, so I was, you know, happy. He saw it. The teachers got to saw it. Well, you know what's the funniest part? None of that person there recorded on their phone. No one recorded a single part. And it was even funnier. After what is it called? See, listen. The thing is, this production has so many kids, like actual kids, for like a lot of the girls dancing for the music. It's like sixth graders, fifth graders.
Right.
The problem was when the principal said that, all of them broke into tears. Aww. Everyone started crying. So the problem was, like the director of this thing was a really nice guy. It was Mr. Williams. Hi, Mr. Williams.
Yeah.
If you're watching this. But what he did was, he was like, you know what? Let's do the show one more time without the principal knowing. But only, no one, to no one, just the camera. But the problem was, everyone was so down and so sad.
Yeah, yeah, disappointed.
By the time, the camera was turned on for doing the whole show again, just to no one. Everyone messed up so bad.
I can imagine.
The recorded version was the worst version ever. And the school then decided to, the principal, someone leaked it to the principal saying that we recorded the whole show. And then he was like, you know what, since you did that, we'll post it on Facebook. So they posted the worst 1 hour 40 minute rehearsal of our show on Facebook.
Oh my god.
I'm done. You know what, Faruk, you take over. I'm quitting. Bye-bye.
Guys. That would have been really bad. Oh,
that is bad,
I hate this play the most because of one of the reasons, because apparently there was this day where you could have volunteered to miss lessons, okay? Just to miss lessons. Right. And I was chosen actually to volunteer. I was like, let's go. I'm missing lessons, okay?
Of course.
But like that year, my attendance was horrible. Like I barely came to school. That was the bad part. And then as soon as I was about to leave for like the volunteering, miss all the lessons, the principal comes again. Yo, you stop right now. Change the person. I'm like, why? Like, no, you missed too many lessons. You can't go anywhere. And then I had to sit there and study. That's why I hate the play as well.
Basically, everything about the play was lit until the principal came.
Until the day.
Principal, if you're watching this, we hate you.
Yo, Ferdinand left the school. I'm still in it, Ferdinand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Nothing. Awesome, principal. You are great. Awesome. Sure. No problem. I'm sorry,
Ferdinand.
I left the school because of that. Like, no joke. Like, not that because
really?
Of that.
Really?
Like,
Jesus.
Damn. I didn't leave it because of that, but, like, I'm just going to say it because, you know, I want to be cool. But, like, who cares? All right. Okay, good. All right, so let's see. You know, I think we talked a lot about ourselves. All right, so how long have you been working in this content creation industry? Is it before Quentin, or did you just start exactly Quentin?
Sorry, what? Repeat the question.
When did you? How long have you been working on the content creation industry? Was it before quarantine?
It's after. I only started by March. Quite young.
No, damn.
By Feb end, actually.
So that means, in that way, you had actually, like, touch wood, you have really, really good stats. I mean, in that short period of time, you got this much, like, followers.
That's actually
really good. Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, you know what? I have a question.
Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, I have a question. I'm a Malayali, so watching your videos is the most relatable stuff ever. So my question was, how do you get the ideas? Like, what's where does the creativity process start from?
From childhood trauma.
The most primary reason for childhood trauma.
Yeah, of course. You know, all these content creators, you think we all are happy? No, we just are crying.
Doing each funny vlog, you're just, no, each funny video, you're just like, you know, childhood memory.
Bingo.
Yeah, oh my god.
I wish I was joking, but it's actually true.
No, you know what? It's okay. I'm pretty sure everyone who's a Malayali has experienced this childhood trauma.
Yeah. 100%. And most of them are from, like, you know, from real life experiences, but some of them also just like some dumb ideas that come in mind, and they are the ones that do well, surprisingly. But yeah.
Childhood trauma. Oh my god. Okay, so you can go on.
Okay. Basically, childhood trauma, obviously.
But like,
childhood trauma.
like Zeeshan, you know Zeeshan, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so he had he also got inspiration from like childhood as well. But like, he also had an inspiration from YouTuber called Zed Ali, if you're familiar with him. I'm not sure.
Oh, right. Okay.
So do you have any inspiration from a YouTuber or anyone famous?
No, just me.
Oh, it's just childhood trauma. Okay.
My inspiration is myself.
You know what? You know what's funny though? I don't think childhood. Okay, what do you experience? I don't think we and now, this generation really doesn't experience that much of harsh, you know, parenting. Yeah. I guess. So yeah. but even though I don't get slapped with like a slipper, or like most of my friends don't get slapped with slipper, when you see
your parents, what the heck?
Okay, your mom, don't? If you're watching this, don't do it, please. He's just joking. but actually, seriously, I don't think nowadays we don't get that much of, you know, actual beating.
Right.
We do.
But it's not as intense.
Like, not as much as what's, you know, stereotyped. But you know what's funniest part though? Even though we don't experience some of the things, when you do stuff like that, for some reason, it feels so relatable. I don't know what it is. Is it like the accent you do, like... Mama, where did babies come from? Your recent video, like all that. I don't know. I think it's your accent, or the way you're asking, or your mom's. I don't know.
People like it for the way, like my facial expressions. I believe.
Yes.
And people also like it because I have a lot of people who are not Indian who watch my stuff as well, and they also relate to it because it's very globally relatable. You know,
parenting.
And you know, child being a pain in the ass, it's very globally relatable.
So it's basically the thing is
every person can relate to the videos in one way or the other. You know, it doesn't have to be the exact whole 30-second video is relatable. At least like 20 seconds of the whole video will be relatable to someone.
Okay, you know? That is true. Yeah.
And then the other bit is it's just comedic, right? It's just comedy. People like to laugh. People like to feel good. So that's also another reason, you know? Never know.
Pretty much I think all of the content, it's damn funny. You know what? Let's just end it there. It is funny. Alright, you know what? Let me just ask one more fun question. Let me see. You know, pretty much everything is that this guy's cute or that this guy's cool. So I'm going to skip all those and just going to ask questions.
Why are we skipping all the important ones? Of course.
Okay, sorry. Thomas is so cute. Awesome. Is he single?
Thank you.
Is he single?
Emphasis next on the question. Single.
Next question. Come on, the interesting ones.
Interesting one, okay. Okay, you know what? Here's one good one, actually. Tips for new beginners on TikTok.
Consistency is key. Be original. Do not copy ideas. So annoying. but I would say consistency is key. And find your niche.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Pretty much everyone you brought on has said the same exact thing. The same word. Consistency.
Yeah. Why do you think
it's damn important? Like, what's your take on consistency?
It's less to do with the people, more to do with the algorithm. Because if you consistently post your content, your algorithm works pretty well. Like, your algorithm will send out the videos, you know. But if you post once a week or like, then your TikTok will not send it out. But yeah, especially when you're just starting, right? Once you grow, once you have a good amount of following, then you can do whatever the hell you want. But once you're starting, consistency is very important.
Okay. You know what? Consistency. So your answer to that is consistency. Awesome. Cool.
Yeah. All
right.
And be original. I don't like people. I cannot stress this enough. Who copy other shit? Like, it's so annoying.
Yeah, that is true. For example, let's take an example. You know, the recent one I know for a fact is Ahmed Shahzad. You know him, right?
Yeah.
His video was, I don't know which one. I know which one.
Yeah. That video of the car.
Car flipping. And he was like, are we upside down? Someone else copied it. And he got more views. Someone
copied the exact same thing.
Exactly. When he re-uploaded the same video, when Ahmed Shahzad re-uploaded the same video again, then it just popped off.
It became the highest.
What's your take on TikTok's algorithm? Like, it's kind of weird, not gonna lie. Like, for some people, for you example, it's really quick to grow. Some people, it takes so much time. Like, what's your take on it?
Honestly, we cannot go thinking too much into the algorithm. If you do well, you do well. You know what I mean? It's based on your content. If you're good, you're good. At the end of the day, it's that. If your personality will shine through, then it will shine through. Mm. That's it. Be funny. Be good. That's all I can say. As blunt as it is. You know,
so it's basically algorithm make yourself unique.
Yeah, algorithm will only work if you're good.
If you're good.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, Yeah. You know what? Let me just ask some more fan questions. I'm trying to find some good ones. Okay, mm-hmm. okay, here's it. One. Okay, this is, pretty much all the good ones are gone, but like here's another question, I guess okay. you can ask. Where does he live? Don't answer it. Second question.
I cannot answer that.
How tall is he?
Ah, I am 5'9", 5'10".
5'10"? Damn.
5'9", yeah.
Okay.
So approximately 6.
So we... Okay, 6'12", right? Yeah, 6'11", yeah. 6'5", yeah.
I'm around 180 centimeters.
Huh. Ah, okay, so basically my height, almost.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Okay, alright, I'm trying to find good questions, one sec. You know what? I have this question by myself. I'm a fan. You can consider that as a fan question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I really want to see, usually on this podcast, the fun part of the entire podcast, I think my favorite part would be every time we get a guest on, and if they like a topic that I like, Furuki mm-hmm. does not like the topic. For example, my topic that I love is cars, Marvel, superhero stuff. Oh my god, let's go!
Oh no.
That's who only recently I got into Marvel, by the way. I know I'm so late into it, but like better late than never.
Oh my, yeah, it is better than, yeah, that is.
Yeah.
True. But you know what's funny? Someone here, Faruqi, does not like Marvel.
Not, oh my god.
My god.
Wait, did you even try?
You tried, right, Faruqi?
I did. I mean, I'm not a big fan of these stuff. I don't know why. It's just I'm not into it.
You're weird.
Okay.
Come on.
Disappointments.
You know what? You know what's funny? I think this is a payback. Last time we had Zeeshan on the show, Zeeshan was like this huge football fan, and yeah. I know nothing about football. Yeah, so he was talking all about. So like it's
just Zeeshan's awesome. My guy.
Let's go. You know, Tommy's my guy for the I'm sorry to say. My guy. Okay, you know what? I asked some questions based on Marvel.
Go for it.
I'll just stay quiet now.
Sorry. Listen, it's a very simple question, but also at the same time, it's a bit confusing. What's your favorite character? Just plain simple.
My favorite character would be Thor and Loki.
Oh, so that duo. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
Thor and Loki. Thor. Yeah, and yeah. also Wanda.
A Wanda. Oh yeah, Wanda Vision.
Yeah, the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch. Those. Scarlet Witch. Not gonna lie, Scarlet Witch was such. Do you read comics, by the way?
Marvel comics? I don't read shit.
Okay. Reading's boring. Agree. I'll speak now.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm like this. I'm a huge nerd in comics and stuff like that. So, right. Like in comics, Wanda is such a powerful like being. She can legit like tear time and space reality in the Marvel universe.
I believe she reached that point now.
Yeah, she did.
She reached once she became the Scarlet Witch.
Huh? You watched the show? Did you watch the Wonder Vision show?
Bro, I wasn't a fan before because I haven't watched any of it. So I literally went on a Marvel marathon.
Oh, okay. So you just watched everything.
So I literally watched every single thing in the cinematic timeline.
Okay, in that case, simple question again. What's your favorite movie from that? Oh my god, so hard.
The movie, oh Jesus. The,
I know, this is so hard.
Ragnarok was really good.
Oh, so you're like, actually like, full-on Thor type of person.
I love Thor, oh my god. First, and then I also liked the, I liked Age of Ultron as well.
Oh my god, you know what's so funny though? A lot of people hate Age of Ultron for some reason.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Like, I was so surprised. When I watched Age of Ultron, I was like, this movie is sick.
It's so sick.
It's so... You know, oh my god. You see the intro? Where we go all slow motion and the side 100%. Camera? Oh, yeah. Sick.
Ooh. I also love Iron Man 3.
Oh my god.
The best, bro. Oh my god. Fuck. It was so good.
Oh, Iron Man! So the good. Ending was so sick. Where everything like came together.
Oh my god!
Like that is one of the most. What is it called? How do I say? The most comic iconic, relatable. Yeah, because
it was so
every
good.
Single suit from the comic was there. So like all the comic readers, they were like, "Oh shit, this is lit! This is lit!" Because that was like the time. Because you know the funny point is, MCU and Marvel Comics are so different. MCU is the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah,
and you know the comics is a different story because there's like
millions. I know. Yeah.
So you know, sometimes some people who read comics are a bit disappointed, especially, you know, Spider-Man, for example. Tom Holland. I'm not gonna lie, Spider-Man, Tom Holland is such an awesome actor right now. He's doing a great job for Spider-Man. But, like, you know, the real Peter Parker is not like a teenager. He's like 23 years old. He's a full-on adult. And he's like really strong. You know how strong Spider-Man is, actually? Spider-Man is Stan Lee's favorite character. And one of the most strongest beings ever. He can easily take down Captain America, Iron Man all together so easily.
Oh, geez, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Even, you know what's funny? There's so many different types of Infinity War type of comics in the comic universe. But then one of the comics was where Deadpool and Spider-Man teamed up to defeat Thanos.
Oh, geez. Nice.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah.
But for me, you know, for me, in the whole MCU, the best shit that they produce is Loki. 100%.
Loki's show was sick.
The show was incredible. Sick. Jesus Christ. It put... For me, it put all the other movies like really worthless. Cause
movies was like nothing compared to
this
Loki
show. This show was out of the world. It was too good, too good, and fuck, it was mind blowing. Really, I loved it.
You know what? I feel sorry for Faruk. He's right here. You know, he's like, what in the world is he saying?
I know. Right?
You know what? I was about to say something. We had Farhad Kaleem on the show. Do you know Farhad Kaleem?
Yeah,
the guy who talks about chairs. He's a huge fan of Iron Man. So we had an entire episode where Faruqi was just silent. It was like, So we would, so you know what, let's not do it again to Faruqi. Sorry, Faruqi. We apologize.
Yeah, it's fine. I talked too much in the Zishan, so it's fine.
You know what? Let's wrap up the Marvel thing because we can keep on going for hours. Favorite character Marvel in Marvel was
Thorin Loki. Awesome. Pudding, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. You know what? One simple question is to ask again. Are you a big fan of DC?
No.
No hesitation. Just like no.
Yeah.
Okay. Just you know.
Are you?
No, I'm like everything type of guy. I like DC.
I don't like DC because they have no characterization. No offense, but like,
yeah, that's true.
They have no characterization. It's just like, okay, fight, blood, fight.
You know what? Marvel story writing is just like,
it's just beautiful. Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to get into it again.
I'll say is I hate Captain Marvel.
Oh, you do? Oh my god, I hate Captain Marvel. She's just a bit too. Over, how do I say, like, conflict,
I mean,
type of thing. She's like,
if that's okay, but the movie was garbage. Like, I hated it.
Captain Marvel's movie was a bit weird. Because, like, Marvel
makes
such awesome...
It was so boring, and her acting was so bad.
Like, I don't know, Captain Marvel, like, she's a sick actor in the comics, but still, she's a bit weird in comics, too.
Yeah,
in the movies, I don't know, that single movie was bad. Alright, one last question, again, I'm sorry. I say a last question, but I can't.
Go for it.
Infinity War or Endgame?
Oh yeah. Endgame for sure.
Oh yeah, Endgame person. Oh, Fahad Kaleem and me were like agreeing that we actually liked Infinity War more. You know what? I'll explain.
Sure.
Endgame is sick, except from one point which I hate was because I love Thor and Iron Man. I love Thor, basically. I love Thor. Thor is sick, such a sick actor. And Infinity War, at the end, when he got the Stormbreaker, his new hammer, he was so powerful. Like, he legit cut through all the five Infinity Stones when Thanos hit him. The axe is cut through it, no problem. But then he's so strong. But the only problem was, on Endgame, he was such an underpowered character, I don't know, for some reason.
That's true. But the movie in itself was so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Endgame was such a sick... Especially where the part where they found the solution, they build the thing, they actually go in, find the stones, and that was sick, Endgame was really such a cool movie. If you want action, Infinity War is that, but like, story writing, Endgame.
Yeah.
But Endgame is sick at the end. I'm not gonna lie about that, I'm sorry. It's sick. You know what? Let's go to the next segment. Moving on to Quickfire. Quickfire, my co-host's favorite, Faruqi's favorite segment.
I still don't know why you say that.
Because you like it so much. You always
ask me to
answer.
I know, because like Quickfire is good, but like It's not my favorite. Okay.
No, okay, never mind. My co-host not favorite segment. Quickfire. You know what, Faruqi, for this episode, I want to ask you to ask the first question.
I mean, we usually ask the first questions as, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite song? But you already made it clear at the start.
Yeah, so...
You can't choose.
You know what? I'll ask a question. iPhone or Android?
Sorry?
iPhone or Android? What type of voice sign?
iPhone obviously. Oh, I don't use Android.
This speak is still going. No one.
I feel so sorry for Android people. No one has ever said Android till now. We did 25 or 26 episodes. No one has said at least once. I'm sorry, guys.
Bro.
You know what? Okay, next question for you can ask.
Okay, do you game at all?
No.
Oh, okay, so no. I mean, next question doesn't make sense, PlayStation or Xbox, but okay.
I know people who game always say PlayStation.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, you know that. I'm cultured.
I'm cultured.
I'm cultured.
I'm cultured. Okay. Yeah. You know what? You support PlayStation. That's all we need. Okay, awesome. Yeah. Next question. Your dream vacation place.
Ooh. Anything that has nature, to be honest. Because let's be honest, we are living in a in a very concrete jungle, you know?
That is true, yeah.
Living with all these high-rise buildings, like literally no greenery. So for me, my best vacation space would be anything that's filled with nature. I would love to be with that.
You know what? I have a question. It was something similar what Amish Shazad answered, some nature type of thing. So I asked him, he had a confusion. So a lot of people say, what is the place for Faruqi?
Maldives or Bali.
Bali. Yeah, but Amish Shazad was in a confusion between Maldives or the place where I love the most, Switzerland. So which one would you choose? Maldives or Switzerland? I'm not going to lie, Switzerland is sick. It's the best place I've ever
seen. I would say, I would go with my partner to Maldives and I would go with my friends to Switzerland.
Okay, you know, that's a sick answer. That's a sick answer, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone chose Maldives or Bali, but it's Shazia chose Spain.
Spain, yeah.
Oh, Spain is cool too.
Spain is cool.
Yeah,
Spain
is pretty sick. Yeah. We were shocked when she said that because everyone's like Maldives, Bali, Maldives, Bali, Maldives, Maldives, Maldives.
I think that's the only places we know, to be honest.
Okay. You know, I have a question. It's based on this. Mm-hmm. Do you have a funny travel story? Because everyone has one funny travel story. It's like, what's yours? Do you have one?
Funny travel story.
It could be with anyone, like special someone.
Well, I'm actually starting to become a pilot, if you did not know.
Pilot, damn. You know what, my dad always wanted to be a pilot. So, what's your story on pilots? What's your experience?
I actually flew in Fujairah, Sharjah, Ras Al Khaimah, Umm Al Quwain.
Okay, so you know, you can pick us up via Qatar. Hi.
I flew all over those places in UAE. It was fun.
That's awesome.
One of the most fascinating things I did was while I'm under training, right? So in training you have to train how to recover from the G-force as well as my mind is getting blank. Hold on.
It's okay. Yeah, it's pretty much. We all experience that.
Jesus Christ. No, just like how if you are in an... God, one second.
It's okay, take it in. We all have...
Cancelled from TikTok.
I know, right?
Okay, stop.
I have no idea. I didn't want to forget that. Point is, I had to... oh my God. Whoever's going to go fly with me, please don't. Unless you want to die. It's called a stall. Yes, thank you, Jesus Christ. So basically, it's basically how if you know in a car you have a certain limit, right, for your car.
Yes.
Like if you exceed a certain speed, your car skids, right?
Just like that,
an airplane also has its limit. So if you exceed a certain speed or whatever or a weight or whatever, your airplane tends to stall.
Okay.
So we have to train to recover from a stall.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I was literally facing 90 degrees to the ocean.
Oh my god.
And swirling down. So vertically swirling down to the ocean.
But you survived. It's a good... Yeah,
so can you picture that?
No, I played this game. That? I played this plane
simulator game. So I had to like... Yeah, so I had to recover from that. That was one of the coolest experiences I've had. I know it's totally different from the question that you asked, but this is cool.
But again, I asked like, what's a funny experience? This could be definitely a fun experience.
It's a huge, it's an amazing experience, and I still travel. Maybe. So,
it's you know what? If you think about it, when you try to picturize it, that's damn scary. I'm scared of heights and everything, so like, I can relate a bit.
Yeah.
Oh my god. How long have you been training on this, by the way?
My training is around, it's 4 years, and I only completed like a year.
Okay, so that means 3 more years, you're a pilot. Let's go.
Yeah.
And TikTok pilots. Cool. Free jet for us, just saying hi, we're here.
Sure.
You know what? We've been talking for about an hour straight.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Like, I don't feel like an hour. It doesn't feel like an hour at all. Right? It's fun.
I know, yeah. That's what I, you know, it's me, obviously. Like, you know, time flies, definitely, Joel.
Yeah, it's definitely because of you, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
100%.
100%. But like, not gonna lie, we have to thank you for coming on the show. Thank you so much. It's been such an amazing pleasure. I think this is one of the best, what is it called?
Podcast
episodes ever we have taken, because you know I talked about Marvel for okay.
By the way, he says that to every single guest that comes on. One of the best.
I'm sure he does.
Yes. I'm just a Marvel guy.
You expose me. I expose you.
Sorry. You know what? Thank you so much for coming on. It was such a pleasure. Let me just thank the listeners. But before we do, can you just give a shout out to your own channel, like where the listeners can meet you and your username is.
Yeah, well, you can follow me on Instagram and on TikTok. Both the handles are Thomzi, that is Thomzi. I make content almost every other day, and I hope to see you there.
Awesome, let's go. You know what, guys, anyone's listening to this, please subscribe and please watch them. And please watch more of our episodes, please. Thank you. In that case, let's wrap it up. Before we wrap it up, you want to say bye at the same time, please?
Never works.
Okay, let's do that.
It never works, but like, we can try. Okay, so bye in 3, 2, 1, bye.
Bye.
Cut.
Bye.